And Geshe-la says, I shall explain about Buddhism, Buddhist teachings, the practice of Buddhist teachings, according to the Kadampa tradition, which I have studied and practiced. So this tradition comes through Indian Buddhist masters to Tibetan Buddhist masters, the lineage holder being Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche, who, as you know, was born in Tibet. And then the teachings, for example, in this text, coming from his heart with a presentation for the people of the modern world, which makes them easy for us to understand and to practice in the context of busy modern life. So this explanation is not given for the purpose of intellectual understanding. So that's not what this is about. We're not like studying at a distance. What did Buddha say? What did Buddha teach? Like an academic subject, like the history of the monarchy. Not like that. They're not given for intellectual understanding. They're scientific methods. Scientific methods are to be put into practice. So this is like a practical manual for how to lead a happy, meaningful life and help others do the same. How to become someone free from pain and problems and help others do the same. It's all about developing the inner protection of spiritual experience. So these teachings are not given for intellectual understanding, but for developing profound realizations. So that means changes of heart, deep within our own mind. We change. We become patient. You know, if you're patient, you're happy all the time. It's our anger that's making us unhappy. We become patient. We become kind. All the time, not just to people that we like. We become kind to everyone we meet, however they're behaving. We become compassionate. We become wise. There's nothing we don't understand. We understand everything, how everything works, where our experiences are coming from, what has caused them, what our mental habits are, which ones are good, which ones are bad, and how to take our life in the direction of pure and everlasting happiness. We understand all these things. So we gain profound realizations through which we can solve our daily problems of delusions and accomplish the real meaning of our life. So we're not a dog. We're not a cat. We don't need to live a life like a dog or a cat. So when you're looking at your dog or your cat, think, what can I do that my dog or my cat can't? And don't say things like send an email. Dogs make families. Dogs enjoy long walks in the Lake District. What can we do? What is the uncommon human characteristic? We can learn how to change our mind so that we never suffer again. An animal can't do that. An animal can't learn how to be happy all the time. An animal just waits for episodes of worldly pleasure. All you have to say is walk, walkie, walkie, and your dog's jumping with delight. We can't be the same. We're human beings. We have this incredible opportunity to understand. So, for example, listening to this teaching, your understanding about scientific methods that lead to freedom from pain and pure and everlasting happiness.